Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Matatagpuan sa far north Queensland ang Badu Island na isa sa malaki at mas maraming nakatira sa mga isla ng Torres Strait. Aabot sa 20 kilometro ang diameter. Ang isla na ito ay tahanan din sa mga granite hills at makikita ang mga magagandang beach o dagat na maaaring bisitahin sa permiso ng mga native title holders na naninirahan sa Badu. Binigay sa mga traditional owners na Badulgal people ang freehold title o titulo para sa 9,000 hektarya ng lupa noong 2014. Ngayon, unti-unti nang nakikilala ang isla bilang isang tourist destination na may beach shack na agaw pansin. Inilarawan ni Nancy Nona, may-ari ng Alup Healing Accommodation, ang ganda ng isla.
So they sit around the fire and just like an ocean sound, just like connect and share their thoughts. Some of them, like, they cry, eh? But, and I know why they cry because sometimes I do that too. You just got to be here to feel it.
Naitala ang nasabing beach shack sa top 50 places sa mundo na dapat bisitahin ng Forbes magazine noong 2023. Sa balitang ito, nagulat si Nancy nang marinig niya.
Oh, I thought it was a scam, that email, but then I seen that it CC'd some people and I was like, no, this is real. So yeah, I had another read. I cried and rang my son and he was like, what's wrong, mom? What's wrong? I said, here. And I read it and we just both like, oh, screamed. And yeah, it's been long journey, good journey.
Bukod sa ganda ng beach kasama sa tourism experience, ang sariwang seafoods na inihain ng sariwang sariwa na kakahuli pa lamang. Recipe sa menu at mga kwartong ibabalik ka sa nakaraan dahil tila back to basic sa mga gamit. Kuwento ni Nancy na binabalansin nilang pagbabantay at pagpapahalaga sa lupain habang makatulong sa ekonomiya ng isla.
Because Alup is on ancestral grounds, it's a culture site surrounded by culture sites, and when I do have clientele, I always respect the ground that we walk on. And with Alup, I keep it exclusive. They're like, you know, I share one booking per month just to respect my people too, you know. Pretty simple, unique. And with the food, it's always just island dishes like asa stampa, island scones, pipi shell, fish, crayfish. So I just keep that nice island cuisine. Yeah, simple. We do have a rich, unique culture and tradition, and just to keep it, you know, safe as well too and protected. And but if you do it the right way, well, like I've set an example, and anyone can follow through that journey.
Dahil sa kaunti ang available na trabaho sa isla, malaking pag-asaan niya ang negosyo na ito. Sinabi ng traditional owner na si Gerald Bowie, opportunity ito na kailangang maingat na pamahalaan.
And I think there's a lot to offer. There's a lot of opportunity and there's a big potential to have tourism here. And it's got to be controlled also. Yeah, preserve our culture, teach, preserve our lands and water. There's jobs around and they don't have to go away. They can stay at home because there's jobs.
Ayon naman kay Michael Healy na nagtrabaho sa tourism sector ng 40 taon bago pumasok sa politika bilang Queensland Tourism Minister, mahalagaan niya ang ginagampanan ng turismo sa economic self-sufficiency para sa First Nations communities.
And we know around the world there are more people wanting to come to Australia, and we know 86% of our international tourists have earmarked Indigenous experiences as one of their products. So this is a vitally important part of our potential tourism industry. There is huge potential here in the Torres Strait. But what I also know is that tourism provides the foundation stones for strengthening culture, but more importantly, it also provides the foundation stones for wealth creation to ensure a better quality of life and most importantly, a better future for their kids.
Masaya naman si Nancy sa magandang pagtanggap sa kanyang accommodation business, lalo at fully booked na ito sa buong taon. Gate itong proud siya sa mga nangyayari.
I know that back then we used to be up here. Then it, Palmandan, I think putting my island back on the map, we're back up there now. And it's a good feeling for family to come and say, proud of you, thank you. And yeah, just like, yeah, what can I say, hey? Badu, world map.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Carly Willis mula NITV at Biwa Kwan ng SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.